Dream, discover, design. That's the motto of Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy in Oakland, a public magnet school focused on the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Essentially, the entire middle and high school shines a spotlight on innovation.
The whole idea is tinkering. So we play, we tinker, we fail, we figure out what we did wrong, and we work again at, you know, try to see what we did wrong.
That's Anne Gullipudi, who teaches physics and computer science at SciTech, the colloquial name for the school.
The process is not so much as what we created, but the process is what did we discover along the way.
Gullipudi is an engineer by trade, but she left private industry, went back to school, and took a pay cut to become a teacher.
Yes, a substantial one.
Her classes fall into the computers and connections concentration at SciTech. Students like Victor Kavuva choose one of four different concentrations at the end of their ninth grade year.
There's FNF, which is form and function. There's CNC, which is computers and connections. There's E&E, which is environment and energy, which is right next door. And then there's B&B, which is body and behavior.
Kavuva lives in Stanton Heights, and he's taking Dr. Edwina Conchington's 11th grade bioinformatics class as part of the body and behavior concentration. Right now, students are learning about the immune system and are evaluating the results of an experiment with simulated antigens like bacteria and viruses and antibodies, the proteins in your body that help fight antigens.
We plated different antibodies with different antigens on each plate. As you can see on the agar plate, there's like swirly patterns in here, or there's a different color reaction. Then there's obviously a reaction taking place. And then you have plates like this where there's nothing happening.
SciTech teachers say this hands-on approach to education is a cornerstone of the school's curriculum, and whether it's biology, English, music, or art, science and technology are always at the center of learning. Matt Ferranti teaches music technology and says that unlike some other schools where he's taught, he never feels peripheral at SciTech.
I always feel like I'm just as much a part of the curriculum, of the pulse of the school as any other class. And sometimes it's just like, okay, well, it's testing time, so let's shut down all the music classes. Like that, something like that's never going to happen here.
In fact, Ferranti gets 2 full hours with his middle schoolers nearly every day and 80 minutes with high schoolers. He says kids learn about music theory by actually writing their own music, starting out on the free Mac-based application GarageBand and then moving on to more sophisticated software when they're ready. His classroom is much quieter than the traditional band or choir room. Each student sits in front of a computer with a keyboard and headphones attached. For the most part, Ferranti lets the kids follow their muse, only breaking in when it seems like they might not be grasping the concept he's aiming to teach.
Now this one, you have too many notes, you see. That's a chord. Listen to that. Chord, 3 or more notes. So you need to get rid of those notes there. So it's only one note at a time. Melody is one note, not a chord.
Longer class periods and science and technology-centered learning aren't the only things that make SciTech unique. In addition to the traditional 4-year high school track, students who want to set their own pace can get their diploma in either 3 or 5 years. It's also a small school with about 100 kids in each graduating class, so teachers have an opportunity to get to know every student on a personal level. And because SciTech is a magnet school, kids come from all over Pittsburgh. Unlike a neighborhood school, the students have actively chosen to be there. And as a result, says Ferranti,
and the kids seem to be really interested in learning, so I don't really have to work too hard to get them ready to go. It's just like, here we go, we're going to do this. And they're like, okay, let's do it.
That enthusiasm for learning is evidenced by the results of a less than innovative approach to measuring student achievement, standardized test scores. According to last year's Keystone exam data, nearly 3/4 of high schoolers at SciTech achieved proficiency in algebra by the end of their junior year, and more than 80% were proficient in literature. That's compared to a district-wide average of 51% in algebra and 64% in literature. That makes SciTech one of the highest-scoring schools in the district. In fact, its test scores are rivaled only by other magnet schools. It's hard to say whether these higher test scores are a consequence of a student population that has self-selected to succeed, or whether there's something about SciTech's approach that's actually helping these kids succeed. Likely, it's a little bit of both. What is clear is that most SciTech students see their high school experience as the foundation of a career, something that many teens take for granted. Back in Dr. Kinchington's 11th grade biology class, Imani Walker of Sheridan says as soon as she heard about SciTech, she knew she wanted to go there. She says it's all part of a plan she's been working on since she was a kindergartner.
I want to be a forensic anthropologist, and I would love to go to Cedar Crest.
What does that mean?
A forensic anthropologist basically studies the human body and its culture and the way it interacts with people and things like that.
In addition to an emphasis on science, Walker says there's one main thing that makes SciTech great.
I think the teachers.
What about the teachers?
Teachers are awesome.
The teachers say the same thing, not about themselves per se, but about their colleagues. Heidi Zelli teaches environmental science.
We have an amazing staff here, and it's probably the best staff that I've ever worked with in any organization or school that I've worked with.
Matt Ferranti and Ann Gullipudi echoed that sentiment, as did most other teachers interviewed for this story. Principal Sean McNeil says that's not by accident, but by design.
I believe that is the greatest factor that indicates whether students will be successful, the emphasis on the quality of instruction in the classroom, exposure to different ways of grading students, and exposure to the sciences and math and making the content relevant to students.
McNeil says while SciTech may have some advantages, a small and ambitious student population, a clear academic focus, and a dedicated staff, he sees no reason why traditional high schools can't provide many of the same opportunities for students. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows at SciTech. The school is just 5 years old, so there's not much data on graduation rates or student success after high school. And Zelli says because SciTech is so new, it is really still finding its legs.
It's a challenge because we're kind of building the foundation as well as the pillars and, you know, all like the stories on top of that.
And like many schools in Pittsburgh and across Pennsylvania, there is a distinct achievement gap between Black and white students. Last year, less than a third of the African-American students at SciTech achieved proficiency in biology on the Keystone exam, compared to nearly three-quarters of white students. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.